This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To remote Dodger Stadium, Chavez Ravine, Los Angeles, and Rocker Bliss is on the scene for what he tells me is the last concert ever of a very famous 20th century pop star. Jeff, what have you done? Pacific Watch is Jeff Bliss, and now you're at Dodger Stadium, and I'm presuming you're not there to weep over 111 games and no championship. What is going on at the stadium tonight?
Good evening, John. Well, you're right. It's not, we're, none of us are gathered here to, you know, mourn the losses or the misses by the LA Dodgers. We're here to see Elton John's final U.S. performance ever. It's the final of three nights here in Chavez Ravine, and it's promising to be a big one. This is really kind of where he broke out and became a huge star in LA, certainly at Dodger Stadium with his famous concerts in 1975. And this is his kind of his way of saying goodbye. He's saying that's what he's calling it, goodbye to the U.S. And he's got a bunch of stars that are going to come out and join him on stage. And his performance is going to be live broadcast around the world online and on Disney and on the radio. So this is a big deal tonight.
So everybody can watch it online. Everybody can listen to it on iHeartRadio. And Rocker Bliss is there to enjoy the ambiance. Is the parking lot excited?
The parking lot is excited. It is filling up like crazy, and we still have, you know, about 2 hours before he takes the stage. So folks are getting here early because this is going to be, you know, to capacity and then some.
Now, let me guess who's going to be on the stage. Paul McCartney? Does he show up in L.A. all the time?
He has shown up at times at different places in L.A. and Southern California, even in really obscure little nightclubs he's turned up. But there are other people that have. You know, Ringo lives in the neighborhood still. When Paul McCartney played here, we saw Ringo come on stage with him. And there are so many rock and roll people within a stone's throw of Dodger Stadium that I'm sure there'll be more than the three stars or guest stars they're already talking about tonight.
All right, set the scene for us. Where's the stage? Second base, third base, center field? Where do they put it?
The stage is out in the center field area. There are seating on the field, so there are folks who are going to be out there. We're lucky; we're sitting like just right next to third base, basically in the boxes there. But this is going to be probably 50 or 60,000 people that are going to be there tonight. It's going to be a big deal.
And is there a big screen? I've seen videos of all these big concerts. They have one or two big screens, so you see everything.
Indeed. As a matter of fact, we had seen Elton John a couple years ago in Las Vegas, and he had big screens on the indoor arena. It's just kind of part and parcel these days of all these concerts. I can't remember when I've been to a big outdoor concert or even a big indoor concert in the past 10, 15 years that didn't have video screens. It's just kind of what they do now.
I'm old enough to remember 1975, and that was a confusing year for rock because there were two directions. There was Elton John, clearly. The ballad, Elton John, Benny and the Jets, right? We'll hear that tonight a lot. However, there was also this fellow from New Jersey named Bruce Springsteen. And it was a puzzle to those of us which way rock was going to go. Turns out it was going in both directions.
Indeed, it went in both directions and then some. I mean, it wasn't long after that that punk rock came over from Europe and England, and then you had disco explode everywhere. You know, that was on the scene, and it was a very busy time in music, and it felt a lot more raw than it does today. Today, it feels very prepackaged and formulaic, but I realize every generation says their music was better than the new generation's music.
Have you seen Elton John before, Rocker Bliss?
I think this is going to be the fourth time I've seen him, and I've seen him in different eras. And he's as he's gone in his ups and downs, he's quite good, and he's got a band that's just remarkable that backs him, that's been with him for all these years.
I was at the Soho News in 1975-76. Writing copy, not being paid. The one thing that was available was you could go to a place called the Bottom Line, which was right up the street. This is Soho before it was developed. Nobody wanted to live there. And at the Bottom Line, they would have rock groups come in. And I quite clearly remember Billy Joel. Yes, I remember that. And I think I remember Meatloaf. I think I do. It's all very vague now. But Elton John was, even then, was too big an act for the Bottom Line. He was big right away.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I remember when he started playing the clubs in L.A. in the early 70s, and it was really it was pretty lightning fast from him playing a club like the Troubadour, which is a world famous club. It's relatively small, certainly compared to Dodger Stadium, but to jump from there to Hollywood Bowl, Dodger Stadium, etc., it didn't take him that long. He's just so incredibly talented, and his music really found a place, you know, both in rock and roll and pop. He's really covered the spectrum of a lot of music.
Rocker Bliss, on site, Chavez Ravine. Casey is in the dugout trying to explain to himself how you can win 111 games and not get a world championship. But meantime, in center field, not a Dodger center fielder, but Elton John appearing, we will get more from Rocker Bliss when he survives the final Elton John concert in the United States ever. Feels like it can't be possible. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.